Knock, knock.
Oh.
Hey, what brings you guys by?
Oh, nothing much.
Told you, not funny.
He's just not laughing because he's feeling a blueberry. So proud.
I'm sorry, this is very sweet, thanks.
How you doing?
Better. I guess the news just hit me a lot harder than I expected.
Well, of course. I would be devastated if my parents split up.
Why? Your father barely speaks to your mother.
Well, at least he stuck around, not like your dad who just took off.
As you can see, we're here to cheer you up.
Sorry, Raj. Do you have any sense of what happened with your folks?
I think over time they started to resent each other, and instead of talking about the things that bothered them, they kept it bottled up, and the hate just grew.
It's a shame they spent all that time unhappy. But sometimes there's nothing you can do about it. You get it, right?
Well, it's nice you got him that.
Oh, this isn't for Leonard. Amy bought it for me.
Stubbed his toe on the revolving door on the way in.
You know those confounded things make me dizzy.
Who told you to keep going around?
There was a large plant in the lobby. It kept looking like the outside.
Okay, listen, when Leonard comes out, he is not going to feel great, so please don't give him a hard time.
Penny has a good point. This is like the man in the supermarket with the goiter on his neck. Whatever you're thinking, just keep it to yourself.